Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 12 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. We've got a new friend, Sina Sharp, is with us, folks. Sina is the founder of Sharp Marketing Intelligence, and she's the author of Competitive Intelligence Advantage. And I think she's here to talk to us about something that you and I may have that we're not using. It may be lying fallow up in this attic that we carry around on top of our shoulders. And we're going to get her to tell us about this and see what we can do about unlocking some of those great tools and resources. Sina Sharp, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Jim.
It's good to have you here.
Oh, great to be with you.
Congratulations on your book.
Thank you. It's very exciting.
So
lots of great reviews.
And I see that. Congratulations on that. Tell the audience, you know, before you got here, I was telling them that I wonder if we all have something inside of us that we know and that we have access to, but we don't access it, we don't use it, we too often don't appreciate the fact that we've got this knowledge, this understanding, this intuition, whatever you want to call it, that could help us be more competitive, and we're not using it properly. Is that a fair assessment?
Well, it can be. We very often do have that, you know, inside feeling about what's going on. But you have to be very careful about intuition and gut in a changing world, because intuition and gut reflect what has happened.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why we know it deep inside of us. It may still be true, but we run into trouble when it's no longer true and we still believe it is.
When it becomes baggage, right?
Exactly.
So
right.
What is competitive intelligence?
Competitive intelligence is nothing more than due diligence for your business. It's doing your homework. I mean, imagine going to buy a car or a big screen television or a computer. I doubt that anybody in your audience just goes out and does it based on their intuition or their gut.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, they'll read consumers' reports, they'll go online, they'll talk to friends, and they'll find out as much as they can because they want to make sure they're making a good decision.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same thing within their business. They have to make sure they're making a good decision. So ask yourself, are you doing as much investigation for the decisions you're making in your business as you are when buying a car or a computer?
Well, that sounds pretty logical, and it sounds like something that most people would say, well, duh, but that's not always the case, is it?
In fact, it's very rarely the case, not only for small businesses, but even for large firms.
Mm-hmm.
What happens is that the more confident you are, the more success you've had, the more you believe you know what's going on, and so you're less likely to do any investigation because it just makes sense to you.
So you're saying competitive intelligence is saying, okay, I know what you think you know, Sina, or you're saying this to yourself, or I'm saying
right.
this to Jim. Okay, Jim, I know what you think you know, and I know how darn confident you are, and I know what a darn big ego you have about how much you know about this stuff, but what if you're wrong?
Well, can I give you an example?
Is that kind of what you're saying?
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Yeah, go ahead.
What happens is that when you're right, and you find out that when you do your investigation and you're right, you say, well, I didn't have to spend that money or time.
Right.
In fact, the advantage is to you, because then we find that companies then act more confidently, they
mm-hmm.
act sooner, and they act more aggressively. And that's a huge competitive advantage.
Well, I've seen this before. I've seen two companies go approach the same thing in a competitive way. And one of them approached it with what they thought they knew. And the other one didn't presume that, and they went ahead and knuckled down and did their homework. And when the final event happened, you know, when it came time to cross the finish line, the one with less ego and presumption and more facts and figures won the day.
Exactly. If you believe that we live in a world that is changing, you also have to accept that there are changes going on either in your industry or whatever product or service you're
yeah.
interested in. Do you know the changes that have occurred in the last year, in the last 3 years, the last 5 years?
Mm-hmm.
Very few companies can identify it. They'll always focus on pricing. prices have gone down or something.
Right.
Pricing is the least important element of what of changes that have occurred.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I agree. And talk about changing. Right now, you know, Cena, I've got a lot of gray hair, and I didn't inherit any of it. I earned all of it being in the marketplace a long time. And I've never, you know, in my life, I've seen lots of changes. But what's taking everyone's breath away for the last 10 or so years, 15 years or so, is not the change, it's the velocity of the change.
Right,
And that's the reason why you've got to establish some kind of methodology to assess these changes, to assess these adjustments as they're coming at you, so that you don't have to reinvent the wheel every time.
Right. And you have to accept the fact that they're happening. I mean, it's amazing to me. We've done this kind of work for over 30 years with hundreds and hundreds of businesses, from Fortune 500 to small emerging businesses, and it's absolutely amazing that almost none of them really know what are the specific changes with their customers,
right,
their vendors, their distributors.
Well, see, I saw this back in the 70s when I was with Xerox. When the Japanese copiers came into to the world back in the 70s,
yes,
completely caught Xerox off guard. We were out in the field telling the company what was happening. Not instead of them telling us and developing strategies for how we could deal with the Japanese copiers. They were actually getting their information about what was happening from us in the field, because we were where the rubber met the road. And so it almost took Xerox down.
Right, and that's a good thing for companies to do, is to listen to their people who are close to their customers. So it's their salespeople, their service people, delivery people, people who just inquire. And then you not only have to hear what they say, but think about how does it impact your business.
But in this particular case, we were the ones telling them, hey, you guys know about these competitors out here we're facing? And they were actually saying, who are you talking about? I mean, they didn't even know they existed. And so you can't be obtuse about this, folks. Talk to us about some of the techniques that you guys, that you work. Give us a couple of techniques before we go to the break.
Right. Well, it's doing exactly what you said you were doing, even if you don't work for a large company. It's listening to anybody who has an ability to affect the success of your business. So it's listening to customers, to prospects, to other salespeople, to distributors. It's
right.
Hearing what they're saying. It's reading your trade publications. You
mm-hmm.
must read them, and several of them, as well as newsletters, which are more discreet and narrowly
right.
defined. Companies don't spend the time to do their own reading, and you're not going to get it on the Internet with Google.
Hold on to that thought. I may push back on you on that a little bit there, Cena. I'm gonna push back on Cena just a little bit on that point when we come back after these messages. It's 20 after. I'm right back with Cena Sharp. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. Little Barbara Lewis bringing us back, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello, stranger.
One of the greats from the Wayback Machine. 23 after, I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for checking it out. Hope you use it to your advantage. We built it so you can have the maximum opportunity to be successful. Lots of stuff there that will help you with that. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Check out my blog. There's a new blog post there on blogs, on blogging. So check that out. And that's right off the homepage there, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blassingame. Cena Sharp is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. She's the author of Competitive Intelligence Advantage. Cena, tell us how we can find your book and you online, please.
Right. It's in all the major bookstores, online at Amazon, and it's every place you would go to buy a book.
And your own website?
Is www.sharpmarket.com. That's SHARP as in Peter.
Market.com.
All right.
So check that out. And find all about Cena Sharp there. Cena, we're talking about competitive intelligence, which you're saying is basically making sure that you take advantage of the information that's available about whatever you're doing. If you're launching a product, buying a company, competing for a proposal, hiring an employee, whatever you might be doing, don't let don't miss any opportunity to find out as much information about that transaction as you can.
You don't want to find out something after you've made a decision and after you've begun to execute it that you wish you had known earlier.
Now, why did you say don't go on Google? Because there's a lot of that's an awfully handy way to get started. Why did you?
And I use Google, too, because Google is not a good source of business information. So Google might be useful for other things, but not business.
But what about to get started, to find the first point, the first level of a thread to take you to where you're going to go?
Right. Go to Google News, which is just, if you go to Google, you can go, they have a link to Google News, or go to Bing, which is Microsoft's equivalent. They have more business information. The one thing to be very careful of for your audience is look at the source of the information on Google.
Yeah.
Most of them on business sites are blogs.
Mm-hmm.
Blogs are opinions.
Yeah,
you want to make
right.
sure that you're getting it from, that the information comes from a reliable source, a business
and the blog might be a reliable source, but you got to evaluate that.
You have to evaluate it, and it has to be current. Look and see what the date is.
That's exactly, the date's very important, okay?
Right,
now you've
and
got,
read your trade publication.
You've had some, you got some success stories and some failure stories
right.
to tell us. What's an example of where you've seen someone fail because they didn't do this?
Right, we were working with a company, and not a large company, and they made medical equipment. They made EEG machines, which measures brain trauma. They were very successful companies for the last dozen years selling to hospitals.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they developed a new model that was smaller, lighter weight, portable, and less expensive. And so internally, they decided this would be a great opportunity to go after a different market. They were currently selling to hospitals and clinics. Let's see if we can sell to a different market. And inside, in their discussions, they decided to go after the military market.
Mm.
Well, that made lots of sense because brain trauma is a huge problem in the military. It's estimated that 200 to 300,000 soldiers have some sort of brain trauma.
Mm-hmm.
So that made a lot of sense. Well, it didn't take us long in our investigation to find out why the military would never, ever buy their product and use it the way they wanted it to be used. And that was because EEG machines measure, rather include electrical impulses, which will signal the location of of where the soldier was to the enemy. And you never want to do that in the military.
Ah, right.
So what happened is that this company, because they were so successful selling to one market, never considered the differences in another market.
Mm-hmm.
And they not only...
They didn't ask enough questions, did they?
They didn't. They because they were successful, they assumed that, you know, what they said made sense. Further to that point, they were all prepared to hire a new sales force that was going to sell directly to the military. They were going to create a training program to teach them about the product for the military and also spend a lot of money on collateral materials, direct mail, brochures, you know, things like that.
Did they actually go through with it?
They didn't, but they weren't pleased.
But they didn't like the truth that was looking back at them, did they?
They didn't, but this could have
taken them down.
Yeah, because a big company has the cushion to avoid mistakes like this.
Right.
A small company, this can just either put you out of business or really seriously affect you.
Have you got a quick success story?
Yeah, we had another company that was going to invest in some equipment because the big competitors were doing it.
Right.
And what we found out for them is that customers were very happy with another process that the company already had, but they weren't really promoting or marketing because it wasn't as sexy. So they saved a huge amount of money by not having to buy this new equipment.
Mm-hmm.
Saved the money.
Well, it all comes back to, a lot of this comes back to what I've been saying for a long time, folks. I didn't call it competitive intelligence. It just kind of was intuitive to me.
Right.
And that is, everything gets simpler when you just ask the customer. The world is so much simpler when you just ask the customer, right?
And pay attention to what doesn't seem to make sense or is unconventional or contradictory, because that's almost always the first sign of change.
And be careful about that ego thing, right?
Be careful about that ego.
Give us the website again, Sina.
Sharpmarket.com.
Sharpmarket.com. The book is called Competitive Intelligence Advantage, available wherever books are sold. Sina, will you come back another day?
Would love it, Jim. Thank you so much.
We'll have you back again real soon. Thanks for being here.
Okay, have a good day.
Sina Sharp, ladies and gentlemen. Competitive Intelligence Advantage is the name of her book. Check it out when you get a chance. I'm going to take a quick break. Right back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Inspect. Prosperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.